Welcome to the podcast that teaches you how to transform your life and your business. Here is your host, Rick Hyland, and this is CI for Life.
Hey, it's Rick Hyland with Continuous Improvement for Life. Welcome to another podcast. Going to talk about 10X is easier than 2X, making 10X jumps in your life. Big stretch goals, how to accomplish it, the mindset, the skill set, the strategies. One of my reasons for doing this is often we have big ambitions in business or in our personal life. We have big stretch goals or 10X goals, if you will. And how to execute on those is the key, right? It's one thing I think most of us have in common. We have dreams, ambitions, big goals we want to accomplish. It's the how. And so that's what I'm going to go into in this podcast. Speaking another way specifically, and this will apply to 10X jumps in relationships, finances, physical health, et cetera, but I'm going to specifically focus on business most of the time. But it applies to all areas of our life that we're trying to 10X. But one of the things I want listeners to think about, most of the listeners today are executives or coaches that I'm working or people that I'm working with or have worked with. And what I'm seeing is the need, not just to have a stretch goal or a 10X goal, but to execute and have strategies. You know, what's the definition of insanity, right? Trying to grind, do the same thing over and over again and expect different big results. And of course, there's a continuous improvement side to that, but there's also a 10X side to it that we're going to talk about, how to develop strategies to help you accomplish your big dreams and goals, your 50% improvement you're looking for, your 20% improvement, your 5X, your 10X, how, and how to have effective strategies. So I'm going to lead you through a series of questions that are going to help you do that. But and obviously, part of my influence here is Grant Cardone's writings on 10X. Benjamin Hardy, writing on 10X, and Dan Sullivan, strategic coach, 10X is, easier than 2X. So those are some of the examples that they highlight that I'll share today. And also specifically focusing on the how, but just to get going and thinking and speaking directly to the business people that I work with today is often what got you here won't get you the next 10X jump. Obviously, there's things you need to build on and use as your strengths, but you often have to reinvent yourself to get to another 10X. I want you to think about that. Let go of what you have to achieve something bigger. That applies to many of the executives and leaders that I'm working with today. What are you going to have to let go of? Delegate, find a new who in order to take that next 10X jump. So hopefully that's thoughtful for you. First of all, a quote by Dan Sullivan, strategic coach, a 2X goal would involve doing the same thing you're doing now, only more of it. A 10X goal jump gets you out of that, beyond that. 10X requires operating in an entirely different way that bypasses the stresses and complications of a 2X. So just by focusing on big dreams and ambitions, it stretches your mind, your capability, it gets you thinking differently. Gets you thinking about what you need to say no to and yes to. So just that idea alone is going to help you on your road to your next 10X jump. It's you got to think bigger, which will allow you to not think small. One of the paradigms that I like thinking about is that and when you're trying to just 2X or incrementally improve, you are busy, you're incremental, you're a doer, and you're a hard worker, which is all good things. But if you're trying to 10X, it involves you being much more focused, much more innovative, big thinking, less busy. That's a key. Remember, my mandate in these podcasts and in my coaching is to help leaders accomplish their goals in less time and less stress. So you're going to be less busy, more leading, more investing in others, which is key. And sometimes hard for startup entrepreneurs to either go to the expense of hiring A players, big who's that are going to really transform their business. And also it includes working smarter. So 2X or incremental improvement is busy, incremental, doer, hard work. 10X thinking is focused, innovative, working smart, big thinking, less busy, more leading, and more investing in other who's, right? One principle that I should underline a little bit, and I'll tell one of the stories that's well documented online and they highlighted in Dan Sullivan's book there. Benjamin Hardy's book, 10X is easier than 2X. And the principle that I want to teach here is, and I should have mentioned it even more in my last podcast on weight loss for executives or leaders that are, live that sedentary life in behind the desk or behind the computer. And how do I get my, the right eating and exercise habits in order to maintain good health vitality so that you can be the best you can be. One of those principles, and I mentioned in there, it's the only part I've got some challenging feedback on that last podcast, is measuring yourself every day, which we do at business, by the way. And I would encourage on weight loss to do it every day. But if you're in a mindset of ideal that only is acceptable if I hit this stretch target, you're not going to be a very happy person in weight loss or business improvement. But if you have the mindset of setting these big, hairy, audacious goals, BHAGs, we used to call them, these 10X goals, 10X jumps we want to make in our life and our business, you have to have the mindset of honoring progress, not ideal. How does it feel when your parents or grandparents or coworkers or boss only gives you feedback towards the ideal? Where, what does that feel like where your parents, grandparents, leaders at work, peers at work, honor the progress you made and help you get to your ideal? That's a totally different mindset, both personally and as a leader, that I highly encourage you to think about. You're in a more relaxed state of flow. You can be happy as you're driving towards your new 10X goals. But if your mindset is only ideal or bust, then you're going to be a very unhappy person. In fact, I predict even when you hit your 10X jump, you're still going to be unhappy because you've got the mindset of ideal versus the mindset of off your baseline, off progress. So whenever you set these big 10X goals, lose 30 pounds, improve your business 33% in profit, whatever it might be, make sure you honor off of progress, both to yourself and your employees. Much more motivating to be around that type of person. Let me just share an example. Dan Jansen is a figure skater, sorry, speed skater in the 90s, went to 3 or 4 Olympics and burst on the scene as a 16-year-old. I think he's from Minnesota originally, and gone fourth place or just nearly medaled in his first Olympics. And his best event was 500 meters, but he competed in all of them. And so he went on to have this illustrious career over 3 or 4 Olympics, which is 12, 15 years, and won world championship after world championship, traveled the world, had all these amazing, never won a gold medal. So it came to his last gold medal games. He'd won every conceivable event many times. And here he's going into his last gold medal games. And he got into his favorite event, the 500 meters. Another freak accident, tripped over somebody, came fourth. Devastated. Make a long story short, woke up in the morning and just had these overwhelming feelings of gratitude. Knew this was his last race. I believe it was 1,000 meters. Knew it was his last race. And just instead of the pressure of it, the ideal of it, his big goal, what fixated on his mind was how grateful he was for the people he'd met, the things he'd learned, the training that he'd got, the things he won, the finances he had created for himself and his family. And he just entered this last race in a state of gratitude and flow and honoring all the progress that he'd made over the last 12 years. You can see where this story's going, right? He won the gold medal. Interesting. Maybe there's some power. A lot of entrepreneurs in particular grind themselves off of hate or disappointment. And they think they feed that disappointment and not achieving their goals as fire and motivation to accomplish their goals. I suggest to you that is not a long-term sustainable fit. And you may be able to make 10X jumps in your life based on that mindset, but you won't be happy about it. You'll be constantly, and once you hit one, you'll want the next one. But if you can live from this sense of gratitude and joy and honoring the progress you've made in your life, you're going to enjoy the journey, right? Isn't that what all the athletes say? Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the grind. Some even say enjoy the suck. Enjoy the discipline. Enjoy the hard work. Enjoy the process to get there because you're in the state of progress. I've got that goal to lose 30 pounds. I had a bad eating today. I get on the scale. I'm not discouraged. It's treating it as a learning event. Hey, I've already improved 2 pounds. Yeah, it's not towards my 30. Same thing in business, exact same thing in business. So keep that strategy, that mindset principle in mind. That's kind of setting those stretch targets, those 10X jumps, big ambitions in your life. It's principle number one. Principle number two is honor yourself from progress, not the ideal. Really critical. Are you going to give up, get discouraged, or be just an angry elf? So one of the best ways in principle number three to get into this 10X and the ideas behind it is to look in areas of your life so far that you've had 10X. Think of all the areas: relationships, finances, fitness, spirituality, health, mental, learning, service, whatever it might be. Think about times in your life as an 18-year-old, as a 15-year-old, as a 33-year-old, whatever it was that you made these 10X jumps in your life, right? Even if you have to go back to, which you don't, but even if you have to go back to remembering when you learned to walk, right? You weren't perfect. You weren't measuring yourself off ideal. You made 10X jump, or learned to read, or learned to do math. Those are big 10X jumps. But I'll challenge you to think more deeply about more recent ones and really determine the how and ask yourself these questions. How did I do it? What were some of the principles and practices in place to get to 10X? I remember in fitness and health as a 34-year-old, and it was getting harder and harder to go play basketball with friends. And so I turned to individual sports for the first time and it got into running. A buddy of mine, Rick LeBaron, wanted to do a marathon, and the Spud Marathon in Boise, Idaho. And I hadn't run a mile. And I remember training for that and I couldn't even run a mile. And of course, since then I've ran many marathons, including the Boston Marathon and many halves and a few triathlons as well. But that very first mile, right? There's no way I could see myself doing 26 at stretch goal, but you measure yourself off of progress. And then the next Saturday, it was a mile and a half. And then the next Saturday, it was 2.5. And then the next, you know, so measuring yourself off of baseline and be in a constant learning mode when you're trying to get into these are incredible learning points on how you accomplish your 10X and your jumps. You have to treat it as a learner, not a defeatist, not a negative Nelly, not a, oh, woe is me, I haven't achieved my goal yet. You're energized by the learning. Yeah, I didn't get my goal yesterday, but I learned something new. How did you do it in the past when you've made those 10X jumps, even if it's not in business yet, in other parts of your life? What was your unique contribution? What was your special skill, your 10,000 hours that you've developed that have allowed you to get there, right? For my friend Gary Lennett, the CEO of Doer Performance Apparel, it's 30, 40 years of developing great products, great apparel products, and using that, his 10,000 hours and his expertise on there to start the new company Endure. And recently gone back and spend more time in his 10,000 hour real skill discipline. And now Endure is about to make another big jump. What is your unique contribution, unique skills that you've honed over time, even if it wasn't your original one? But because of all the practice, right? The 10,000 hours you've put in, that's your unique skills. That's your unique contribution. Focus on those things. What were the unique contributions that you made in order to get 10X jumps in the past? And then whos you've helped. What other whos did you get, right? Coaches, advisors, mentors, employees, bosses. What other whos helped you accomplish 10X? Because who is a big strategy when we get to thinking about the future 10X. I know for me, hiring J.R. Hansen and Mackenzie Hansen to publish my podcasts and do my admin work several months ago has allowed me to 10X in the last 14, 15 months, CI for life, and getting valuable who's so that I could focus on my unique abilities and allow them to take some of those other responsibilities. Things that I needed to say no to. I'm reminded of, they quote this in the book as well, but Mr. Beast, those of you with kids will know Mr. Beast from YouTube, one of the most famous YouTubers for kids on TV, 250 million views. He's worth 500 million. And his big credit is he gets who's in his life. He's rarely edited a video, but he gets somebody that's super good at editing. His is the creative contest part on Mr. Beast, and also in driving quality, where other YouTubers do many more videos than him, no one gets more views because he does a little bit less to get more higher quality videos through Who's and through just doing excellent events rather than a whole bunch of events for Mr. Beast. So another example of how to 10X. So that's the assignment for today, is to develop some strategies. First of all, most of you already have a big goal, right? It doesn't always have to be 10X. It could be improve your business 30%, lose 20 pounds, whatever it might be. So, but the big goal, stretch yourself. Measure yourself off baseline and progress, not ideal. And then answer these four questions to get good strategy behind it. So first of all, what is your 10X goal? Write it down. What is your unique abilities? So if it's a business goal that we're setting, what is it that you individually have 10,000 hours of expertise in, right? Focus on those, delegate, or get rid of the rest. That's how you're going to make the next 10X jump. Focusing on those things that you can do better than anybody else. That's how you're going to get 10X. Not by doing the same thing the competition's doing, not by trying to be jack of all trades, but you're going to get 10X by identifying and focusing on your unique abilities and delegating or building a team around you that can make up and do the rest, or make up even for some of your deficiencies. Now, question number three is, what are the high quality 10X strategies you're going to implement? One of the most discouraging things I see is entrepreneurs, businesses putting in their business plan, they're going to improve 40%, 30%, 20% without big 10X quality strategies behind it. Just keep doing the same thing. Isn't going to get you 10X, 5X even. That's 2X. That's 10%. That's small thinking. Think big. Think big on strategies. What are the big strategy moves I need to make, right? By putting out higher quality, and maybe less of it, but higher quality. What are those strategies, right? You can think of lots of examples in the business world of really high quality strategies. What are they? What do you need to put in place? Got lots of examples in my head of current clients we're working with on these very principles. But think big. What are it? You have to have big strategies behind your 10X goal, along with focusing on your unique ability. And then the fourth question to ask yourself to develop these strategies to get to 10X or some big, hairy, audacious goal is, who do I need? Not always what. We just did the what question in question three. That's good. That's going to produce some fruit, a few ideas. But who do I need? I need the very best editor. I need the very best publisher. I need the very best chief of staff. I need the very best marketing salesperson in place for me to make this next 10X jump. I need the very best finance person in place to make this 10X jump. Identify the who's. They're going to help you get there, especially if it's in a weakness area or a weakness area for your business, right? So think through that in order to develop these big 10X thoughts. What's your 10X goal? What is your unique abilities? Focus on those. Delegate, stop, shed the rest. What are the high quality 10X strategies that are going to help you get there? Think big, so that your strategies will be big. Learn fast from those as you're implementing. And then number four, who's going to help you get there? Isn't that an interesting question we don't usually think of? Who do I need on my team to help me make this 10X jump? Oh, okay, we're a little weak in finance or marketing or sales. I need to get an A player in. Or right now I'm doing a ton of admin work. I need to get a really good executive assistant in so I could focus on my unique abilities so I can help take this business to my next step. Because whatever got you here may not, it may be only part of the solution. There may be things you need to let go of. Yeah, maybe you're okay on accounting, but it's not your unique ability. Get the very best accountant, cash flow, budgeting person you can find if that's a weak area of your business, so that you can delegate, not worry about it, and so that you can 10X this thing. Anyhow, hopefully that's helpful. If you want to learn more about that, I've already mentioned the two books. In particular, I'd recommend that 10X is easier than 2X, but there's lots of good blog posts on this topic itself. But where I think about more often is the hows. How are you going to do that? And you have to have big strategies and big who's in place in order for you to get 10X jumps. That's just, I'm reading a book now, Cypress, the board I'm on with Five Guys, that owns the Five Guys and Blaze Pizzas in Canada and a few other places. we're reading a book, how to make a few billion dollars, I think is what it's called. And he also talks about this idea of the who's on your team is super critical. If you're going to, and he took like seven companies, not all public, most of them were public company traded companies, but took seven companies to $1 billion phase in sales and more. And one of his big solutions is getting in the right mindset for one, and for two, getting only A players on your team. That's an 10X type strategy and not compromising. Anyhow, hopefully this is helpful. Hopefully this is, without going specifically into your business, this is giving you some thoughts and a process, four-step process in order for you to take the next 10X jump. And remember, this isn't just for business. This could be in relationships. This could be in your personal health, right? Your spirituality, your emotional capacity. You can make 10X jumps in your life. Anyhow, that's good for now. Hope you're well. Take care. Cheers. Bye.